Gemma. So there is a lot of talk these days about peace and unity. So again, it's a very good thing. People are holding conferences. There are international, online platforms through which different peoples are expressing their idea about peace. So I was also asked in that. They just recorded it, which they will play. What is peace? So, our first impulse is peace is at the feet of the mother. Where else you find? Because we are in that tradition. Tradition means a profound truth. Payo param vishram ram saman. At their feet. But you start with very simple things. You know, we want peace. And it's good to have this goodwill. Last time we had read from mother's writings from 1957 that, you know, the idea of peace came from a Christian country where they have a lot of goodwill that there should be peace. That's why you see people don't want war, they want to end the war, they want peace. Can peace come like that? And for how long? You have to address the causes. And the mother gave a final answer. She said, it is not a crucified body but a glorified body that can save the world. Meaning thereby that, see, Christ embodied that compassion. Who else? He is willing to forgive even those who are crucifying. This is the peak of compassion. And yet, soon thereafter, people were fighting with each other. They were persecuting each other. All in the name of Christ. Whereas what does she mean by a glorified body? It means evolution must complete its curve. We are halfway through. Or rather we are a little ahead of halfway. And if we don't complete the curve, then we will just fall back into the a quiet lull, like lull before the storm, and call it peace. But that's not peace. The real causes of peace are in the division which mankind does not even want to look at. And one of the big forces of division in today's times is religion. We may like it or not like it. Youth are, you know, protesting against it. Okay, Sanatan Dharma is very vast, let me put it. But it has a very vast experience behind. If you go to the history, there have been a lot of sects who have been fighting, exterminating almost each other. Let's not forget that. But yes, it has evolved in such a beautiful way. But there are religions which are dangerous, which speak of exclusive ideology. And if you continue to nurture them, you can't expect peace. You see, there is such a great hypocrisy in international relationships. And nobody is ready to call the shots. There is a president of a well-known country, wants a Nobel Prize, goes to a country which is the cover for terrorists, hideout, money, everything. They fund even many universities in America. They are extremely violent ideologies, run in airways. And when Israel strikes there, no, you shouldn't do that. So basically, you are trying to, you are talking of peace, but you are continuing to provide safe havens, hideouts to those, you know, the white ant, queen white ant. And this is not about Israel. It's about right now that is the power which is working, which is, it can work in India, anywhere, wherever you have this kind of a rigidity, where you will have this kind of narrowness, exclusivity. It will work. This power is going to destroy, because all that tries to go into very small cabined circles. That's what many Indian parents are, for example, because they think that youth are not listening to them. Why? Because of this. Gen Z is more inclusive, more tolerant, more compassionate. They are not just tech savvy. They are tech savvy, of course. So let's not blame only on that. But because they are tech savvy, because they are, you know, they feel world as one unit. So they don't have that idea of exclusivity. So they promote. See, nowadays if you talk to a Gen Z about, they are very much acutely sensitive to racism. They don't like it. They want a little whiteness. They don't like that kind of casteism. Don't speak about it. They don't care about it. And very right. Now, Indian conditions are different and we need not get into that because India has the background of Sanatana Dharma. That's what Sri Aurobindo reminds us. And Sanatana Dharma is like, it is at once the law of life, the law of truth. It shows us the way forward. It brings out the spirit of the past. It's ready to demolish the, you know, the forms and comes with new forms. I'm not speaking of that. But for the world, peace is impossible, unity is impossible, unless we change and mend our ways. So peace is freedom from desires. If we want to continue consumerism and utilitarianism, forget about peace. You can't have both ways. Peace is freedom from desire. There has to be more and more. You have to allow that kind of movements rather than say equal religion. No, there are religions which don't speak about that. There are religions which speak about ways to free oneself from desire. Can't have peace as long as desires are there. Peace comes with wideness. The narrower we are, the more disturbed we are. The more egoistic we are, the more troubled we are. Wideness brings peace. Rise above the storm. Peace comes with truth. Truth is very hurting initially. But then once you confront it, then you feel such a relief in the heart. It's like, theek hai, whatever be the consequences. So that requires courage, that requires ability to, you know. So peace comes with truth. Peace comes by knowing the basis of creation. Peace comes with evolution of human consciousness beyond the mind. So all this is pushing mankind towards a higher evolution, a spiritualization of the race. And if we don't heed that, then we can forget about, we'll only have conferences, people talking about peace. Or we'll say, oh, it's so peaceful, garden is so beautiful. But peace is an inner state. And peace is a power which is healing in nature. It protects. Peace can cure disturbances in the body. Peace is a practical necessity. Mother speaks of when you have disturbances in the stomach, she says, call peace and make it enter into your stomach. It's so effective. Peace is a remedy. Peace is a protection. If somebody lives in a zone of authentic peace, even the animals which are, you know, which have a violent tendency, they lose their, you know, aggression. You'll see it. Even ashram is a living example that you see the animals. Humans is a different story, but animals, you know, they pick up the vibrations. They know the dog here knows when to bark, whom to bark. Very rarely he'll bark. But if you really look, you will understand why he is barking. Otherwise you go around, they feel that atmosphere of peace. So peace is a power and mankind has to, peace is not nice sweet words. Peace is not absence of war. That power has to manifest. Man has to learn to cultivate that power. Then there will be peace. Create peace centers in the world, but not like sit and do any kind of practice. Whatever way, have tried to establish peace. It's a concrete. That's why people go into monasteries and try to take retreat. But peace is everywhere. It's behind the noisy, busy tramp of life. You can discover it on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You can discover, and what is required? Very little. Just to step back. If there is a lot of crowd, you are in a traffic jam, just to look beyond it. Feel what is behind the agitation. You will find peace because it is the basis of creation. It's the presence of the divine. It's the Brahman. So if one learns, and it's very good practice, that if you are in a crowd, if you are in very agitated surroundings, to just take a moment and look inside, you'll feel the peace. And if you can feel it there, you'll feel it everywhere. So peace and unity are wonderful things, but the heart of man must deserve peace simply by, you know, flying flags and trying to have slogans. Peace will not come. Peace is something very positive, and man has to grow spiritually, grow inwardly, grow beyond the mind to really receive peace. And for that, for the spiritual evolution to take place, one of the biggest hurdles is religion and ideologies. They are the most intolerant creed. Organized religion is very dangerous, because you have to go beyond it, because it stifles the soul. It puts everything into a narrow channel bracket. It tries to prove I am superior, and the proponents of that religion will not allow. So we must, if we are serious about peace, that's the path. Otherwise we can forget about it. That's a different thing. We can raise slogans, but lead us nowhere. Jai Maa.